Hey, welcome back to the Countdown here on YouTube. I am your host, Cameron Traceville, and this is my co-host,
Hunter Schrader.
If you are new to this show, Hunter and I, every single week, we host a sports show. We talk about NBA, NHL, the hottest topics of the week. PGA is a huge topic. We got a new upcoming WWE show, which we'll get into in a little bit later. We'll talk about NFL, all your major top sports. Right now, though, the NBA and the NHL are at the top of their peak. We're talking about playoffs. We're in the second round. Absolutely thrilling. Going to the conference finals. Now we know that the New York Rangers have officially made the conference finals. They are the first team, and Boston Celtics in the NBA are the two first teams to make it to the conference finals. Going to the rest of these series, a lot of these series went deeper, I think, Hunter, than we thought. I mean, a lot have been interesting. Mavs and Thunder still going on. Minnesota Nuggets we'll get to here in a little bit. That's absolutely thrilling. We have the Knicks and the Pacers. Jalen Brunson the other night had a great, what was it, game five. They had a great game five the other night. It's been a thrilling playoffs overall. Rangers win. Canucks going up 3-2 on the Oilers. That's disappointing because we both want Connor McDavid to win.
I want Connor McDavid hands down.
Overall, what series do you want to start? Where do you want to start?
Well, first of all, I'm very upset that the Canes blew a 3-1 lead on their home floor, on their home ice. I'm very upset about that. I wanted Carolina to push a game seven. Sadly, they had it, and then just like the series, they blew it. They blew game two. They blew game five. It's just been bad. It's been bad. So I'm very upset about that, but we all know New York is the best team in hockey. Like, they are. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that they're not, because that's a lie. They're the best team in hockey. Oilers, I don't think the Oilers are going to get closed out in six. I think that's going to be a seven-game series. I think Boston and Florida are going seven. I know that sounds crazy, but I don't expect Boston to lose on their home floor in game six. I think they're going to win in game seven and push it to game seven, sorry. And I think Dallas ends Colorado in six. But I have Boston and Florida going seven. I got Oilers and Canucks going seven. And those are my two game sevens for hockey. I got to pick Connor McDavid. Like, there is no doubt that Connor McDavid has to win. He just has to, dude. Like, this is the moment. The Oilers have not been to a Western Conference Finals since he's been an Oiler. He has not made it. They have not been to a Stanley Cup since he's been an Oiler. He has to make it.
From my point of view, right, the Rangers, first of all, going to that series, Carolina had a great opportunity to push this series deeper. And they just collapsed. The Rangers took care of the power play. They did what they were supposed to do, and they got the job done.
Jordan Staal should not have took a penalty right there. Like, as soon as I saw it, I'm like, all right, you just gave them all the opportunity in the world to tie the game. I even knew they were going to score. And Kreider's a dude. Like, I mean, hat trick in the third period to push them to win is crazy.
And the Rangers are overall just a good, talented team. Talking about the Canucks and the Oilers, okay. The Oilers had the lead. They're up 2-1. They blew it 3-2. And now they're down 3-2. If the Oilers would have won last night, at least that would give them two games and one game where they really could have won it, right? Six.
Yeah.
Now they got their backs up against the wall. And this comes down to Connor McDavid, the superstar. How is Connor McDavid going to respond?
That's the thing. That's the thing. It's not just on him. Like,
I know.
Connor McDavid is the heart and soul of that team. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not going to lie. It was like game two or game three. Connor McDavid either scored a goal or he assisted on every goal.
But they are better than Vancouver. You know that. Vancouver's not – listen, Nashville should have beaten Vancouver. I mean, if we both look at it, really, Vancouver shouldn't be here.
I don't even want to talk about Vancouver right now, to be honest with you. I mean, I don't even want to talk about Nashville.
Nashville should have beat them.
And Carolina should have pushed the Rangers game seven. But you know what? It is what it is.
Go ahead.
If McDavid and the Oilers do not go to the Western Conference Finals, Connor McDavid needs to leave. Hands down, 100%. I'm already telling you, Austin Matthews needs to leave Toronto because they can't do shit with him. But they play better without him. I don't understand that at all. But I really tell you, McDavid needs to leave if they can't win. If they get second rounded again this year, McDavid is gone.
That's a tough situation. I mean, Edmonton should, you know, be ahead in the series. They should be ahead in the series, and really, we should be looking to them going towards the conference finals. Instead, we're praying for, like, a comeback here. Vancouver's on top.
I think Edmonton will push a Game 7.
Yeah, but that's no guarantee that Edmonton will win Game 7.
Like I said, if they want to keep Connor McDavid, who is the best player in the NHL, they have to win. Like, there's right. No ifs, ands, or buts. If he loses again in a second round playoff series, he's gone. It's over. He will not stay. You can't blame him either.
No, I don't blame him. I don't blame him at all.
Here this long. I'm shocked he didn't leave 2 or 3 years ago when he could have, because he should have left then.
The Oilers should have won their previous game. They should be up 3-2. They should be able to ride this series out. They should be in a comfortable position to finish this series, right? But they're not. They have their backs against the wall. And here is Edmonton, desperate now, right? Yeah. Because not only are they trying to win this series, they're trying to keep Connor McDavid. And if they don't, they're going to lose him.
That's basically the outcome.
Connor McDavid is the best player in the NHL. But eventually you've got to be able to win. You know what I mean? You've got to win, and it doesn't matter what the circumstances is. So, listen, for example, if people who don't watch hockey, I'll put it for a good example, right? Nikola Jokic, this is just example, okay? This example, metaphor. He wins 2 or 3 MVPs, but he never won a championship.
I don't even want to talk about MVPs right now.
I know, but for example, if he wins those 2 or 3 MVPs, right? And he never won last year.
Yeah.
We'd be grilling him to win this year. You'd be grilling. So this is the same thing with Connor McDavid. He is so great, right? Everybody knows he's so great. But if eventually you can't get over the hump, and it gets really bad if he goes to another team and they can't win, that's a whole other story. But for Edmonton, you need to get over the hump. Yep. Connor McDavid needs to get over the hump. It's not just on the team of Edmonton. It's on Connor himself, too.
Yeah.
And I want them to succeed. I want them to go on. Personally, in my own opinion, I know that the Stars probably have the best chance. The Stars have the best chance of making it in the other series with Colorado. But I would love a Connor McDavid versus Nathan MacKinnon series. I think that would be absolutely thrilling.
I think you're sleeping on Robertson from Dallas.
Personally. No, I know that, but I mean Colorado I think they've been slept on, dude.
I don't. If you take away Nathan MacKinnon and Kale McCarr off that Colorado team, they're nothing. They're not. I'm just gonna flat out tell you that they're nothing. If you take Connor McDavid off that team, off the Oilers, I'm not taking anything away from Connor McDavid when I say this, but you still got Draisaitl. You got Evander Kane, you got Nick Nurse, you got Ryan Nugent Hopkins. You still got good 4 quality dudes right there. Now, if you take Robertson off the Stars, you still got Pavelski. You still got a couple guys that can still do their thing, but they're not going to be as effective.
Right.
So to me, I would love to see a Robertson Stars team versus McDavid and the Oilers team. Because if you take the Avalanche, I'm going to tell you right now, the Avalanche don't have enough.
What's the series at?
It's 3-2.
Is it Stars?
Yeah. Stars are up 3-2.
They're a good overall around team. They are. They're probably the best team in the West. And I know people want to go with Vancouver, but I'd probably still pick Dallas if Vancouver matched.
I'm telling you right now, Vancouver is not that good. That's the thing to me. Vancouver is in the weakest division, the Ducks division, the Pacific division.
Or the Predators should have beat them. The Nationals should have beat them.
The Oilers are in the Pacific Division, that is the weakest division in hockey. Hands down, no doubt. There's no argument, there's no debate. That is the worst division in hockey.
Yeah.
But the thing is, the Predators started off so bad, and the Oilers started off so bad. But look where they finished. Playoffs. Okay, we've seen the Oilers here before. First round. All right, cool. You win the first round. Awesome. You win the second round. Wait, you didn't win the second round. You haven't won the second round yet. That's a problem. He's 27 years old. This is it. This is do or die. And I'm telling you, if Edmonton loses, I don't see Connor McDavid staying around. I don't.
Well, you already said that. So if Connor McDavid doesn't stay around, and then you already said Austin Matthews won't stay in Toronto.
No, Austin Matthews is gone.
Where do you think that these guys land? Where do you think they land?
So Austin Matthews is not a center, which is probably a good thing, because you know centers, their main priority for most hockey teams. I see Austin Matthews going to Detroit. I can see Austin Matthews going to Vancouver. I can see Austin Matthews going to Pittsburgh. I can see Austin Matthews moving to Florida, moving to Boston, somewhere like that. Now, McDavid's a different story. If McDavid was to leave Edmonton, I would say he goes to Ottawa. I say he goes to Anaheim. I think Anaheim is a really good chance for him. He's not going to have a great team. That's the thing.
Why would he go somewhere where he's worse, in a worse situation?
Because I'm just naming the two youngest teams that have a lot of talent and a lot of future draft picks.
No, I'm not.
And be the man. That's the
right
thing.
But I'm not doubting that. I'm just saying we're talking about Connor McDavid winning a championship.
Championship wise, here's the thing. The teams that already are championship level, I would love for him to go to Carolina.
That would be kind of cool, though.
I'm telling you right now, if the Carolina Hurricanes landed Connor McDavid, they're going to the finals. I will bet money on it. If he went to Carolina, dude, I'm telling you right now that team's winning. I would love for him to end up in Carolina. Carolina is one solid player away from being a Stanley Cup champion. And if he fits that bill, I would love him in Carolina.
I understand, you know, your take of him going to a young team, okay? I understand that because
they're the most logically ones to land him, though. That's the thing. If Carolina wants to get him, Carolina's going to have to get rid of like four or five guys.
Right.
But here's the thing. But that's just going to decrease Carolina. So, like, if Carolina was to keep Sebastian Aho, if they were to keep Chatfield, if they were to keep Nikas, if they were to keep those types of guys and bring McDavid in, that's awesome. But here's my thing, you're not going to be able to do that. You're going to have to get rid of Nikas. You're going to have to get rid of freaking Aho. Which is stupid, because Aho and him would be perfect. And, like, Chatfield's a good defenseman. Like, Jordan Staal, he'll probably have to get traded. You don't want to trade Jordan Staal. Jordan Staal's the captain and heart and soul of that team. But McDavid coming in, Jordan Staal's probably not going to be captain.
Honestly, it's a interesting situation. And for this series, you know, if it comes down to having that discussion, right, there'll be a lot more talk about that. But for Connor McDavid, got to get this series, man. You got to get this series.
I wouldn't be surprised if you see him on Colorado and he teams up with Nathan MacKinnon, because MacKinnon at wing and him at center, that would be nasty.
I was also going to say, could they entertain Chicago? Could he entertain Chicago a little bit?
He won't go to Chicago.
You wouldn't?
No, because here's the thing about Chicago. They're young, they're inexperienced, and they don't have that much trade value.
Yeah.
Like, are you wanting to, I mean, and look at it from Chicago's perspective, too, when I say this. Are you wanting to trade the guy that you just recently drafted first round? You want to trade him for Connor McDavid? Now, personally, I would.
But I see the reason why not to.
I understand them protecting their investment and not trading him. Now, me, I would.
But Connor Bedard could be good. Yeah. He could officially
be great. There's no doubt this kid's going to be good. But what I'm saying is, do you want to win now, or do you want to wait, develop, and then protect your future?
Right.
Me, I would sacrifice whoever. I don't care.
Dude, that'd be kind of disgusting.
To get 97, I would sacrifice my entire, like, a little fleet. I don't care. I love Connor McDavid so much, I'll trade whoever I want.
That'd be crazy, though, to have Connor McDavid and Nathan MacKinnon on the same team.
Oh, dude, I'm telling you right now, you talk about Draisaitl.
They'd roll.
You don't understand. Now, don't get me wrong. I like Draisaitl. Don't get me wrong. But if I paired him with Nathan MacKinnon, I'm sorry, but Nathan McKinnon's two times player. Draisaitl is.
Right.
And so, I also have Ryan Nugent-Hopkins. I think he's underrated as hell. I would love him, too.
So, yeah, obviously, NHL playoffs are going on. Exciting times. We'll see who makes the conference finals. You know, we got Boston, Florida left. We got Edmonton. We got Vancouver. We got Dallas and Colorado. And I hope it's Edmonton and Dallas in the West. And
I don't really care who wins Dallas and Colorado because I like both teams. But I know who would give Oilers a better, like, series. And even though I would love McDavid versus MacKinnon, I think that is a star-studded finals. Mm-hmm. But as a team versus team thing, Dallas versus Edmonton would be a hell of a lot better.
Yeah. And then for the Eastern Conference, Florida and Boston.
That's going seven.
My preference would like Florida. But Boston be the harder team for the Rangers to play. So
either way
it could go either way with me, honestly. It doesn't matter.
I think it would be awesome to see Boston beat them in game seven in overtime like Florida did to them last year. I think that would be cool.
Could happen, but we'll see. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, that is the NHL playoffs at the moment. And now we go to the other one. The NBA playoffs.
Thriller. Wow! Whopping two games.
There's three games. There's three games. What are you talking about?
Who's the third game?
You got Pacers and Knicks. You got Oklahoma City and Mavs, and you got T Wolves.
Oh, Dallas is in them in six. That's
oh,
over.
Oh come on, that's bro! Don't over. Give Shy that.
That's
much.
Over. No,
don't
that's
hate
over.
On Shy that much.
Nope. I'm not. I love SGA. I think he should have won MVP. We're going to talk about that. Absolutely. I am not taking any away from SGA. I'm not doing it. But I'm telling you right now, he ain't that dude like Luka is. Luka game five was amazing.
There's only listen. We could talk about whatever we want. There's one cat. That's that guy. There's one guy in this entire NBA playoffs.
Anthony Edwards. No, absolutely, 100%. Told you that.
He's
told
the dude. He's the dude.
Okay. But I want you to know this, and I want you to really, really listen to me when I say this. I said that since the first day of these playoffs. I told you, Anthony Edwards is a dog. I said he was going to win. You picked the Suns. Don't you forget that.
Yeah.
And now you've jumped on the Anthony Edwards bandwagon. I was already here.
Well, this series has been interesting, right? Okay, first two games, I called it last week, right? We talked
you
about
said
this.
Sweep.
Okay?
I wouldn't go that far.
But I didn't think Minnesota would lose three straight. I didn't think that would happen.
Dude, I told you, I wouldn't
call Anthony Towns, bro. Anthony Towns screwed that up multiple times.
Listen, I told you, don't get ahead of yourself. You got too excited. I told you it wasn't going to be a sweep. But I did not expect them to lose game five.
I didn't expect them to lose three games in a row.
No, I didn't count out Denver. I thought Denver would respond games three and four. I did not expect them to lose game five.
But I also didn't expect Minnesota to win by 45. In game six. I did not expect that.
I turned that game off in the first freaking 5 minutes.
I couldn't believe they won by 45.
Denver can't hit nothing. Denver cannot make a shot.
So here's what – all right, so now we're talking about this. We're going back to Denver, right? Here we go. Yeah. Going back to Denver, game seven. And everybody knows the Jokic – everybody wants seen Jokic stare, right? Stared at the Denver Nuggets as they were beating
them
down.
Yeah, he hadn't seen number
he
five.
He stared at the Minnesota Timberwolves beating them down.
Yeah,
give me the Minnesota Timberwolves on their home floor. I'm taking Anthony Edwards. I'm taking Carl Anthony Towns to win game seven.
No, it won't be Minnesota at home. It'll be Minnesota on the road.
I know that. Give me Minnesota to win. Because Anthony Edwards went into game five, and after they lost game five, he told everybody at that arena, I'll see you MFers in game seven. I'll see y'all in game seven. I'll be back here for game seven. And they couldn't believe he said that.
So I've been with the T-Wolves since the playoffs started. I'm not gonna jump now. I'm not gonna abandon ship now. I'm going to pick the Timberwolves in seven. I picked them to win in six. I did not expect the Nuggets to win three in a row, but that's fine. If you want to go 2-3-2, that's fine. But give me Anthony Edwards in seven. I will take that man.
So if you look at the first couple, if you look at the games they did win, right? The Nuggets, right? Specifically.
Yeah.
Who was the big key factor? It wasn't just Jamal Murray. It wasn't just Jokic. It was Aaron Gordon.
Yeah,
Aaron Gordon had a big play. And guess what they did? Guess what they did in game six? They shut Aaron Gordon out. They pushed him off. And once Aaron Gordon couldn't get going, it was done. They had him.
See, right when they wanted him. That's where I give Aaron Gordon credit. He's very not appreciated, in my opinion. He's very, like, underrated.
Oh, he's underrated. Aaron Gordon
is actually the heart and soul of that team. That's what people don't understand. That dude defends. That dude lives in the paint. He can hit jumpers. He's not a bad three-point shooter. He's not the best, obviously. But, like, he makes that team go. And that's the thing. And when they shut him out game six, you saw it. They won by 45. They ended the game on a 28 run in the first quarter.
So what's their game plan for game seven? To shut Jamal Murray and Aaron Gordon out?
I don't think they need to shut Murray out. I mean, Murray's hurt. Murray's whatever. That's fine.
Well, you look at the stats of game six, they really kind of did shut Murray out. They shut Murray out.
But my thing is, my fix would be more towards Gordon, not Murray.
Oh, yeah. You definitely – listen, Towns – Jaden Daniels has to be a big part of that too. Jaden Daniels has to score points. But, they, you know, between Rudy Gobert, Towns, and Jaden Daniels, they have to go at Aaron Gordon.
Right.
They have to force Aaron Gordon not to score the ball. And that still goes to Michael Porter too, because Michael Porter can get hot at any moment in a game.
See, that's the guy I expected to step up, right? Like, that's the guy.
He's not stepped up at all.
He has been a shell of himself. He's not, but, like, that's the thing, though. You got Kat defending him. So that's another good matchup.
But you also got to think about this. In Aaron Gordon's weakest moment, right, like it would be a game seven, would be Michael Porter's strongest moment in a series.
Right.
Michael Porter would be the strongest in a seven game in a game seven.
You know who
He'd
I'm
be
picking
the guy
up
in a game seven.
You know who I'm picking up to show up in game seven. Kat.
I hope so. He has to. He'll lose if he doesn't show up.
Kat's gonna show up in game seven. Karl-Anthony Towns gonna show up.
They need Rudy Gobert to play defense.
And you know who else is gonna show up?
Ant.
The man I picked to be the X factor. The whole playoffs for the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Mike Conley.
Mike freaking Conley, baby. I don't care what you say. He's been consistent
good.
All playoffs.
He played good in game six.
He's been consistent all playoffs.
He played good in game six.
He's defending, he's assisting, and he's scoring when he has to.
You're going Minnesota. I'm going Minnesota.
Minnesota.
That's our pick for that round.
I picked them since round one. I ain't bandwagoning now.
I don't even think we need to get into Mavs and OKC because we both know who we're going with. I mean,
I'm going Mavs. You're going Thunder.
And
I think Dallas.
It's kind of confusing. It's kind of confusing here at the moment for me.
Don't you bandwagon now? You picked the Thunder since day one to win this series. Don't you bandwagon now? You're sticking with your pick. I ain't gonna let you do it.
They're going. I think it's going seven games. Regardless,
nah,
I think
nah,
it's going
Dallas
seven.
Them in six.
I think it's
that.
This series should already
be over. That's my thing. This series should already be over. Game four, Dallas should have won. They blew it. Dallas is not going to blow it again. They're going to win in six. This series should already be over.
Obviously,
4-1 should have been the game. SGA just as much as you, but team to team wise, Luka and Kyrie are that duo.
At the end of the day, you know.
Yeah, whatever.
My savior. Is on the Eastern Conference, and he is playing the Indiana Pacers.
God.
And he is balling.
Oh, my God.
Jalen Brunson, man.
Oh, my God.
Gets Indiana. Jalen Brunson, they're going to the conference finals. They want Boston. They want Boston, man.
All right, can I tell you something? Can I be real with you?
What?
Now, I'm not disagreeing with you that they're going to the Eastern Conference Finals.
It's going seven games, and New York
that's what
is
I was gonna tell you.
Winning game seven at home.
I agree.
Madison
New York wins.
Square Garden.
I agree. I think the Pacers push it to seven, but I got the Knicks in seven. That's what I was going to say. So we're on the same page.
I think the Knicks are going to the conference finals. They're meeting Boston.
I'm not disagreeing with you. But like I said, I'm going to give some respect to the Pacers. I think they push it to seven.
Give me the New York Knicks. So at least we agree on that fact. We at least agree on that fact.
I'm not going against the Knicks. Like I said, I will give credit where credit due. Donovan Mitchell and Jalen Brunson are very similar players. Very similar. They're both carrying their teams. And when Mitchell got hurt, I told you they were done. The Cavs were not winning. But here's where I get happy. Donovan Mitchell today, and I quote, "I am happy in Cleveland. I don't want to leave Cleveland." My man, you are not going anywhere. He is not leaving. We are going to pay him whatever that fucking man wants. And guess what? I don't care if we got to get rid of Garland. I don't care if we got to get rid of Allen. I don't care who we got to get rid of.
You're not getting rid of Garland or Allen.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm telling you right now, Garland better restructure. Because the man I want to come to Cleveland, and the man who needs to help us, Brandon Ingram needs to come to Cleveland, because then we have Garland, then we have Mitchell, and then we have Ingram, and then we have Allen and Mobley, and I'm going to tell you what, if this happens, so help me, I will buy Cavs season tickets, and I will cry. Happiness.
Well, I mean, that'd be a waste of money on season tickets because you're not winning anything. You're not beating the New York Knicks. So just sit down, okay? Just sit down and calm down. Not beating Jalen Brunson, DiVincenzo, but we'll get down to talking about that later.
Okay. I'm going to tell you this right now, and if you disagree with me on this, so help me, I will come through this phone. If Brunson was on the Cavs and Mitchell was on the Knicks, Brunson would not do half the things Mitchell has done.
Excuse me?
You heard me. I'm sorry. Did Jalen Brunson drop 50 points? No. Does Cleveland have a Josh Hart on their team? No. I'm sorry. Do we have a guy that can hit clutch threes besides Donovan Mitchell? Like he does Donovan Vincenzo?
I'm sorry. No. Hold on a second. Which team last year? Okay. We'll go back to last year because I got your ass last year with this shit, okay? We talked about this last year.
What?
We talked about this last year. Oh, the Knicks are going to win. The Knicks are going to lose this series. They're going to lose. Donovan Mitchell's better than Jalen Brunson. Yeah, right. Jalen Brunson set him home in five, let alone set him at home in
five. That's not accurate. No. Don't even say Jalen Brunson set him home in five.
Jalen Brunson set them home.
And his bench set him home in five. That had nothing to do with Brunson versus Mitchell.
Brunson is better than Mitchell. Brunson's better than Mitchell.
No, he's not.
It's evident.
No, he's not. Brunson drops 47. No. Brunson drops 47. He gets help from his team. Donovan Mitchell drops 50. Mitchell don't get a damn help. That is so inaccurate. Brunson's had better teammates and better players, and his bench shows up. Don't even say that.
Are we talking about Mitchell in Cleveland and Utah? With Rudy Gobert.
What did I just say? If you switch Brunson and Mitchell,
Brunson takes Cleveland.
Give me a second. If you put Brunson on the Cavs and you put Mitchell on the Knicks still win and go to the Eastern Conference Finals, and Brunson fails in Cleveland. How does he not?
I don't think so.
Donovan Mitchell has had no help from us the whole time.
Okay. All right. So we'll relegate back to the first round of this series, okay? Jalen Brunson puts the team on his back every single game, literally. Dropping more than 35 in every game. And takes out the 76ers with Tyrese Maxey and Joel Embiid, who are more talented than the Orlando Magic, by the way, have no business. Orlando Magic has no business.
So Embiid was healthy the whole time, and we got a young Pablo Banchero who just shot from God's creation and just bowled out.
You also said that makes sense. Tyrese Maxey is the most improved player of the year. He won the award most improved.
And Jalen
Joel Embiid had 30 and 30 in multiple games.
And what did Pablo Banchero do?
He had two games that he was off.
Five games where he put up over 30.
You had Wagner. Franz Wagner went off on your ass.
Yeah, exactly. Mitchell had no help. Thank you for
that. That tells the story of how great Evan Mobley and Jared Allen did on defense. That's how great they did.
Jared Allen didn't even play half the series. He was out.
We gotta talk about Evan Mobley then? Or your entire bench? Or where the hell?
Thank you. Now you brought in the bench. I'm glad you said the bench.
Where's Max Strus?
That's what I'm saying. You're just proving my point. Brunson has had more help than Mitchell has. You're proving my point, dude.
He has no tall guys on his team right now.
Dude, you're proving my point. You're proving
Where's
my
Julius
point
Randle?
Right now.
Where's Julius Randle?
Julius Randle's 6'8", dude. Yeah,
he's not playing.
Okay, but look at his backup bigs who are playing and who are helping him.
Hartstein? Hartstein.
Hartstein's been good.
He's got Josh Hart, who's out rebounding everybody.
Dude, you're proving my point. You're literally proving my point. Brunson has had more help these playoffs than Mitchell has. What?
If Brunson had Jared Allen and Evan Mobley, he'd be better.
No, he wouldn't, because they didn't show up.
Yes, he would.
Allen's been hurt, dude. Allen's been hurt for the last 8 games, so take Jared Allen off. Strus has been in and out. LeVert's been in and out. That's what I'm saying. He's had constant, consistent help from his backups. Mitchell has not. That's what I'm saying.
So, here's also the other thing.
You're just proving my point when you ramble on.
I'm not proving the point.
You are proving the point. You said Brunson doesn't have Randle, but yet his backups and stuff are balling.
They're not tall. Doing a big thing. They're not, dude. They're only running seven
deep. And the Cavs aren't tall either.
They're only running seven deep.
Exactly.
Evan Mobley isn't
helping Mitchell, and we're deeper.
You have Evan Mobley. You have Dean
Evan
Wade.
Dean Wade's trash. He's
you have Marcus that. Morrissey. Those are at least three guys right there that are 6'8 to 6'9 each.
Dude, the inconsistent play. They're not consistent. I've told
you.
They
can rebound the ball.
They haven't played. They're not playing consistently.
Marcus Morrissey dropped 25 the other game.
In game five. Congratulations when he had to. Oh, one game. Awesome.
Donovan Mitchell.
Brunson's help has been consistent throughout these playoffs. Mitchell's hasn't been. Fair fact, plain simple.
It doesn't matter. But at the end of the day, going back to it, I still think if you put Donovan Mitchell on the Knicks, that they don't make it as far. He's not. I don't think he's better than Jalen Brunson. I don't think he could do what Jalen Brunson can do. I just don't think it can happen. I mean, he's not as consistent in points as many games as Jalen Brunson has been in all series.
Okay.
I mean, you want me to argue that case? I mean,
it's fine.
He was non-existent for most of that beginning of that series against Orlando until game five.
One game. He was off one game. Brunson was off one game against the Pacers.
Brunson's dropped 40 in almost every game.
Go look up game four of Brunson in the Pacers.
One game?
Exactly.
Donovan Mitchell?
One game from Brunson.
Where was Donovan Mitchell in game three or four? Three or four?
Of what series?
Orlando. What was he?
Game four, he had 20 points. He had 20-some points.
20 points. Congrats, bruh. 20 points. Garland does that shit.
No, Garland does not do that on nightly. You haven't been watching the Cavs playoffs if you believe that.
I did.
You're wrong. He dropped – there was one time Garland had over 20 points, and it was last Boston series in game – what was it, four? He dropped 30. Ooh.
And it, And by the way, on a historical standpoint between the two players, Brunson's still better because Mitchell was on a better team with the Jazz, and they clearly they didn't do as well either. He had Rudy Gobert's Defensive Player of the Year with him. He's a four-time Defensive Player of the Year now, and they still couldn't get past the first round.
And that was Mitchell's fault. I believe Mitchell dropped over 30 points every game when he was on the Jazz.
Here's what I know. Here's the honest fact. It doesn't matter about Jalen Brunson. It doesn't matter about Donovan Mitchell. But at the end of the day, LeBron James would have won that series. LeBron James would have won that series the other night. He'd have won that series because he did it multiple times before. So he'd have won that series.
You did not LeBron just mention James, his name. You did not.
You want to refer back to 2018?
No.
You want to refer back to 2018 when they played Boston?
You did not.
You want to refer back to 2018 when LeBron played Boston?
You did not just mention that man's name.
LeBron James is...
You did not just bring him in as
conversation. He'd have won that. Yeah, he'd have won that. He'd have won that easily.
No, he wouldn't have. No, he wouldn't have.
Okay. We'll refer back to 2018 when he beat Boston in seven games by himself. But okay. We'll refer to that.
By himself? Yeah, he beat him by himself. Is that why he left and whined and cried that he didn't have any help?
I mean, in 2018, wouldn't you?
Yeah. So don't say he had help. Then when he whined and cried and left, because he didn't have help. Because that's just
he didn't have help. He didn't. He was by himself.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. George Hill didn't help him at all. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, George Hill was a bum at that point, dog. He was terrible.
No, George Hill was a bum in the finals. He was not a bum in the Eastern Conference Finals.
He was pretty much worthless.
J.R. Smith was not a bum in the Eastern Conference Finals. J.R. Smith was a bum in the finals.
Kevin Love didn't do much that entire series in playoff at all. So Kevin Love didn't
do much.
Yeah, you know I'm right too.
Yeah, no, you ain't. But whatever. I don't care.
All right, moving on.
That man will never get appreciated what he did for Cleveland, but it's fine.
All right, moving on. So we have the MVP vote happened last week, and Jokic wins the MVP over Luka and SGA. I could not – my personal honest reaction when I first seen it, I was in disbelief. Jokic is a good player, but he was third on my list to win MVP in the regular season. And SGA was my winner. SGA had the best season. He took a team, right, a young team in this roster in Oklahoma City, and they went to the top of the Western Conference, and SGA dominated. He looked great. He played great all year, and he was a leader and a heck of a player, and he had multiple 50-point games this year. To me, he was the guy, and he deserved it. You might have been Luka, which is fair, right? Either way, it'd have been fair.
I think Lucas should have got two. I think Lucas should have went two. I think SGA should have got one.
And I think they put Luka at three.
They did, which is embarrassing. That's sad to me. That is embarrassing.
Like that was absolutely. I'm disgusted with the fact that they would put Jokic at that position.
I'm not happy with the simple fact that we've seen this before from the NBA. And you're supposed to be the top basketball league. Like, you're supposed to set the standard of basketball around the world. And not only do you let Jokic win the MVP, which I'm not taking any away from Jokic. I think he's a great player. I think he's awesome. He's the best player in the world. But the fact that the stats don't lie. SGA, top to bottom. Better numbers, and like you said, took a young Thunder team, moved them and took them to the top of the West. Now, we've seen this before by the NBA, like I said. It is more embarrassing to me that you get it wrong, but you don't fix it. You continue to get it wrong. You continue to do this crap. You continue to let this happen. And the fact that you ain't fixing the issue is embarrassing to me. And it's a joke. That's why you're a joke of basketball. Because you allow this crap to happen and you don't fix it.
I can't believe that, honestly, looking at it, like, from a standpoint, that Luka doesn't have one MVP yet. That's absolutely absurd to me. I mean, I think SGA deserved it this year. But I think, you know, that Luka not having it at least once in the last 4 to 5 years is absolutely insane to me. Because I think Jokic is a great player, and he is, and he's done some incredible things, but is he a – do I think he's a three-time MVP? No.
No. No. No.
Is he a two? Maybe, sure, but is
– Right.
But, I mean, Luka deserves – I think he should have deserved at least once, and I think SGA deserved this year by far.
Well, see, here's the thing. This is what the MVP award has come to, right, in the NBA. I'm not saying this for all sports. I'm saying this for the NBA. This is what I've noticed. The MVP goes to the best player. That's
he wasn't the best player. He wasn't the best player.
No, I meant the best player in the league. Whether he's deserved MVP or not, he goes.
But he's not the best player in the league. That's the problem.
No, Jokic is the best player in the NBA, bar none. It don't matter. But that's what I'm saying.
I don't know about that.
Favoritism is Jokic. Jokic is the best player in the NBA. He's the face of the NBA. So it goes to the face of the NBA. It doesn't go to the most valuable player. Because if it did, Luka would have already had one, like you said, and SGA would have won it this year. It does not give the most valuable player, is what I'm saying. It gives it the face of the NBA.
Which is crap, because I think Luka probably should have won it. Luka should have won it probably 2 or 3 years ago.
I'm not going to lie to you. I think Luka should have 2 MVPs. And that's not me being biased. That's just me being appreciative of Luka. This is the only problem.
Yeah, go ahead.
We give it to the best player in the league instead of the best player of the season. We gave it to the face of the NBA instead of giving it to the best player in the NBA. This year, bar none, SGA, stat to stat, numbers to numbers, was the best player in this league, and he did not win the award, which is bullshit. It's bullshit.
It is. Yeah, it is bullshit. I mean, Luka should have been number two, and yep. SGA was the best player in the league this year.
I had this. If you weren't going to give it to Luka, you should have gave it to SGA. That's where I was at. And vice versa. If you didn't give it to SGA, you should have gave it to Luka. Nope. Jokic comes in third place, whatever. I had him third. Nope. Oh, he's the best. He should have won it.
Okay. SGA to me was the best player in the regular season. I mean,
I'm not disagreeing with you. I agree with you.
It's sickening, honestly. And you know what? I hate to say it. It's kind of like the NFL MVP. Like, you know what I mean? It's just some bogus.
It's dog water.
It's some bogus award that nobody cares about.
Like I said, the MVP should not be called Most Valuable Player anymore. It should be called Face of the League Award.
Yeah, which goes to Patrick Mahomes every time.
Patrick Mahomes every year when he don't
deserve it. And it's going to go to Jokic every single year.
Yep, that's where we're at. And it's a joke. Like All-Star Games, they're a joke. Do away with them. Waste of time, waste of money.
That's a whole. I don't even want to get into that conversation today because that's going to be a lot of time. And we could go on this whole spill of that. You know what I mean?
Well, for each league,
baseball's great. I do like baseball All-Star. Baseball All-Star is not bad. I do like that one. That one is pretty good.
But my thing is this: I'm just using the All-Star game as an example. Why are you wasting your time doing things that are supposed to be meaningful and make them meaningless? Just do away with them. Do away with the awards. Do away with the All-Star games because they're useless and they don't matter.
I agree. I definitely agree.
Just give them a week off because, hell, they rest out 82-game season. They rest half anyway, so who gives a shit?
I agree. Well, NBA and NHL playoffs going on, and we're getting ready to the conference finals. So next week when we come back on here, we'll be in the conference finals and running through it a little bit. Hunter and I wanted to announce that starting next week, King and Queen for the WWE pay-per-view is starting next week. Hunter and I are going to be doing a once a month, pretty much, where we're going to talk about the WWE.
It'll be a week before the pay-per-view of WWE that going on that month.
We're just going to spend 20, 25 minutes on a segment about WWE for each month. And it's pretty much – it's. Our mini call build up to SummerSlam since Hunter and I will be attending SummerSlam this year.
And so, by the way, guys, SummerSlam, we are going to do a live video before the event starts. So we will be live on TikTok. We will be chatting with you guys. If you guys want to talk to us, slide up, chat, whatever. We'll try to get as many questions in as we can. We'll send you guys live action throughout the event. It's going to be awesome. Me and Cam are super excited for this. We're very
stoked.
Happy.
Cody Rhodes.
Oh, yeah. Cody's my man. There ain't no doubt about that. Cody Rhodes, my dude.
King and Queen, though. King and Queen. I think we both know it's Cody Rhodes and Logan Paul.
Yeah,
That's going to be interesting.
It'll be
Maverick,
for the
the United
US title
States Championship versus Cody Rhodes.
The American Nightmare, undisputed WWE Champion. It'll be a title versus title
the...
match. And we'll cover that next week in our WWE segment.
Absolutely fun. Anyway, thank you guys for tuning in, and we'll see you guys next week.
Yeah, guys, thanks for tuning in. Like and subscribe. Appreciate you. Love you guys. Thank you so much.
All right, we'll see you guys later.